Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
In 2018, you told her that you did not believe that a woman could win the election. Why did you say that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it.
You never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
I disagreed.
This is CNN. Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
I am completely confused as to why it turned from Bernie Sanders saying I didn't say it to Elizabeth Warren being asked, what did you think when he said it? I mean, it's bizarre.
It was.
What the heck happened there?
I don't believe that Bernie said that. I really don't. She said that Bernie stated strongly that a woman can't win for president. A woman can win for president. Fortunately, it didn't.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Mayor Buttigieg, is it possible that black voters have gotten to know you and have simply decided to choose another candidate?
The black voters who know me best are supporting me. It's why I have the most support in South Bend.
I thought his answer was terrible, basically saying the black people of South Bend like me is sort of like me saying I'm the favorite Jason of my parents. I mean, so what? Of course I am. They only have one.
If any of the women on this stage or any of the men on this stage win the nomination, I hope that's not the case.
Well, that's something we can all agree on, right?
Unchained and unstoppable.
They're saying, was the attack imminent? Does the fact that he's killed hundreds of thousands of people, that doesn't matter. Was the attack imminent? And by the way, he was in a country he wasn't allowed to be in. And he was there with the head of Hezbollah, and they were talking about, like Hillary Clinton, they were talking about weddings and working out.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
So the president signs a major first part of a trade deal with China that's probably going to benefit millions of Americans. More jobs, more investments, more imports, more exports. And across Capitol Hill, the House Democrats are pushing this phony baloney impeachment scam, which is going absolutely nowhere. And Nancy Pelosi is dithering and appointing six clowns as the impeachment managers, people you wouldn't hire to represent you in a library fine case. Not to forget a parking fine. I'm talking about a library violation. Your book was 6 days overdue. You owe 60 cents. I'm sorry. I'm going to hire lawyers Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and Val Demings to represent me. Oh, okay. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to we're going to try to get Zoe Lofgren away from the buffet table long enough to make an opening argument. I mean, Lord. And that debate last night, I told you I was going to watch it, but I lasted about 5 minutes. I think that I read the commentary today on the internet and I came into the first question and it was not about Senator Warren. Are you lying about Bernie? Bernie, is she lying about you? You know, it was about foreign policy and Joe Biden is there. And I said, this is it. I said, I'm not going to dig through how many stacks of hay we're looking for the needle. I'm not going to wait for that magic moment. And then there was no magic moment. The only nearest thing to a magic moment was this CNN reporter who I would have kicked out of my introductory journalism class that I used to teach at BU just for asking the stupid question, assuming that one person told the truth and the other person didn't. I mean, what was that? Bernie denies it. And then the follow-up question is to Elizabeth Warren as if the person doesn't believe Bernie Sanders. It would be one thing if they were equal, but you know, as crazy, as nutty, as communist, as ignorant, not ignorant, but just as foolish as Bernie Sanders is. He is not a serial pathological liar like she is. Why would you accept her word over his? I mean, you just heard President Trump. President Trump believes Bernie. I don't know anybody. Mika Brzezinski believes Bernie Sanders. I don't know anybody who doesn't believe Bernie Sanders in this case. Not because they like Bernie Sanders. And the other thing is, how about the fact that this is CNN setting up Bernie Sanders in a debate just like they did almost exactly 4 years ago with Donna Brazile? Remember that? When Donna Brazile leaked, she worked for CNN then. She leaked the questions for the one-on-one Bernie Sanders-Hillary Clinton debate to Hillary Clinton. And then I see Donna Brazile this morning on Fox, and I'm thinking, they're asking her about LSU. I'm thinking to myself, why don't you ask her? Was that debate performance last night by CNN, was that even more disgraceful than what you did 4 years ago, or was it less disgraceful? And don't give me all this crap about LSU and Joe Burrow and all the rest of that. Shut up about that and get the purple scarf off your neck. Yes, Grace.
The thing that confuses me is, do these people think, these other Democrats, that if Bernie doesn't win, they'll get any of his votes? Because if we've learned anything about Bernie bros, it is that they are very, very loyal to Bernie Sanders. And I don't think that calling him a sexist or lying about what he said behind closed doors is going to eventually get Elizabeth Warren any of his supporters. Yeah. If anything, they're just, it's not going to happen, but if she ever won the nomination, they wouldn't vote for her out of spite. They'd be so mad. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's one thing if you lose fair and square, but it's another thing if it gets stolen from you. You know, it never works out when you steal something either, ultimately. I mean, look what happened last year. The Saints should have been in the Super Bowl, right? But they got robbed. What happened to the Rams when they got in there? They got a bone in their throat. They could only score a field goal the whole game. You're right. It's the same thing. It's not gonna benefit. And do they really think they can resurrect the fake Indian? I mean, in the last days of the Indian Wars, they had this thing called the ghost dance. That's what they're doing at her campaign headquarters in Charlestown right now. The ghost dance. There's what was it called? What was that guy called? The Indian, the brother, or something like that. I think he had some weird name. And he said, "If you just do the ghost dance, the bullets will bounce off you." Oh, okay. So they went out, and guess what happened? You got it. The bullets did not bounce off them. So you know, she's done. She's done. So she's. I don't know. 844-500-4242. Hey, hey, many moons ago, since I started lying about my grandmother and about the cold crab omelet recipes, and about my dog Otis, and about my dog Bailey. All right. That's enough. 844-500-4242-781. When is Crazy Bernie going to learn and grow a set? He goes up against the two worst candidates ever, Hillary and the fake Indian, and never calls them out. Well, I mean, he did have the I thought he had a good response when they asked the question. What did you think when he said that to you? I mean, he just kind of got this like demonic grin on his face. You know, and then as he always does, he does stay on message. He says, first of all, I didn't do it. The people who are promoting this is Trump. Like Trump doesn't care about it. Trump. I mean, he's following it like you and I are following it. He's an amused spectator. He doesn't have a dog in this fight.
And even Trump said last night he doesn't believe it. So
right.
What does he have to gain?
But the thing is, what Bernie understands is most of the people watching the debate, all they care about is Trump. That's why when Soleimani got iced, he didn't say anything about Soleimani being a murderer, killing Americans. He just said Trump's dangerous escalation. So in other words, everything has to be put in the context of Donald Trump. And he understood that. But even he was getting a little angry, I think, at the fact that he was being framed like that. We've got all these cuts. We got a lot of cuts. We got a lot planned here today. We have a bunch of VIPs. Welcome to the show. We're going to have Butcher Box in here. You got a good. We'll have a good feed. We've had good feeds every day this week. We're going to continue to have good feeds. And I invite you to come to my birthday party. It's in 48 hours. It's at the local in Waltham. Admission is free. Everybody who comes in gets a free book, and you get free birthday cake. You can watch the show, and the only thing you have to pay for is your food and drink at the local. But it'll be a good time, and it's going to be a nice day, or at least a non-precipitation day. So it's going to be a good thing. 844-5. So come on down. 3 o'clock on Friday, January 17th at the local in Waltham, right off of 128. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
781 asks, did the report about what Bernie said originate at CNN? Yes, it did. Well, it originated in Elizabeth Warren's fevered imagination. That's the reality of it. And then they leaked it to CNN. And, I think the guy's got a point here that the texter, they probably don't want to cast doubt on their own story. They also don't want to check anything out. They're terrible. I mean,
Do you think CNN was just gullible, or were they working in lockstep with Warren's campaign?
Probably a little of both. I think, you know, again, they don't like Bernie apparently for whatever reason. And, they're just sloppy beyond belief. I mean, again, they were the primary, promoters of the fake dossier that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. And look at all the stories. They had to fire those guys that, wrote the fake news about Scaramouche, and they had the story. They've had so many fake news stories over the year. This is our poll question today. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. Go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I trusted Perfect Smiles with my smile, and so did the mailroom manager. PerfectSmiles.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
We're asking it again. Which network is more despicable, CNN or MSNBC?
I'm going to have to go with CNN after last night. That was really, really pathetic what they did.
65% say CNN's worse.
Yeah. In case you haven't heard it, we're going to get to a lot of calls this hour because I know a lot of people want to react to it. I know, like me, I'll bet I watched more of it than most people when I got to the 5 minute mark. But we all saw it today on social media or on the other network. So we know. Or read about it. So we know what's going on, but you gotta hear this. This is the way it's set up. The first question goes to Bernie by this woman. I think her name is Abby Phillip. I have no idea who these people are because they're on CNN. I mean, unless I was stuck in an emergency room or in, you know, wheeled in with an iron lung and I'd been abandoned in there and I couldn't watch anything else. How would I know who the anchors are at CNN? Here it is. One.
CNN reported yesterday that, and Senator Warren confirmed in a statement, that in 2018, you told her that you did not believe that a woman could win the election. Why did you say that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it.
Senator Sanders, when did you stop beating your wife? Senator Warren confirmed it in a statement. She leaked it. She leaked it. They wrote the story, and then I guess that did happen. And then she said yesterday, but I don't want to talk about it. Oh, well, then why did you leak it then? Go ahead.
And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want. Anybody knows me. knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States. Go to YouTube today. There's a video of me 30 years ago talking about how a woman could become president of the United States. In 2015, I deferred, in fact, to Senator Warren. There was a movement to draft Senator Warren to run for president. And you know what? I said, stayed back. Senator Warren decided not to run, and I did run afterwards. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 3 million votes. How could anybody in a million years not believe that a woman could become president of the United States? And let me be very clear. If any of the women on this stage or any of the men on this stage win the nomination, I hope that's not the case. I hope it's me. But if they do, I will do everything in my power to make sure that they are elected in order to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of our country.
Okay, but put all that aside. So, Senator Sanders, though, really seriously, when did you stop beating your wife?
So, Senator Sanders, I do want to be clear here. You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
What does he have to say? I mean, why is his word less good than hers, especially given her track record of lie after lie after lie? Yeah, someone says Bernie should have pulled one out of the Trump book and said it is fake news. Oh, CNN gets very disturbed, though, when you say something is fake news. They take it personally, and with good reason, I might add. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Well, I tell you, Howie, I don't know who's a bigger idiot, Warren or Pelosi. It's unbelievable. But anyway, I was wondering if you saw the speech she put the speech on the floor today before the vote. She was standing next to an American flag talking about the Pledge of Allegiance and how we're a republic and not a monarchy. And she's talking about the Pledge of Allegiance, and she's talking to the children about saying the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, and all this stuff. But it's liberals that want to get God taken out of school. You can't say the Pledge of Allegiance
John, are you telling me you don't think she was prayerful this morning next to that flag? To the Republic for which it stands. That was written underneath in case you've forgotten the pledge. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Seems like it was just a few months ago that those two reprehensible cable news channels, CNN and MSNBC, were running Michael Avenatti 24/7. They were promoting him for president of the United States. But that was then. And last night, this is now. Do you know where, when the other candidates for president that Michael Avenatti was supposed to be joining on stage in Iowa last night, they were preparing to go on stage. They were getting made up. You know, they were taking their last Botox shots to make them look less than 80 years old. Do you know where Michael Avenatti was? He was being arrested in Southern California. Yeah. He wouldn't have been able to make the debate, even if he were a candidate, because he was under arrest. Do you know where the feds pinched him last night? He was at a California bar disciplinary hearing. He's being disbarred for stealing money from a client. So they pinched him during a break in the proceedings and dragged him away in handcuffs. And that was really a sad thing, because after the disbarment hearings were completed in Southern California, he was going to take the red eye to New York to appear in court on his extortion rap in the Southern District of Manhattan. This, what might have been for the Democrats, what might have been. So sad. 844-500-4242. There's so many great cuts to get to here today. We're gonna take some more cuts. I just want to play some of these cuts to make sure we get to them. The DNC chair Tom Perez. He's taken some heat because there aren't any people of color except for Elizabeth Warren left. Oh, that's right. She's not a person of color anymore. I keep forgetting that. She was an Indian for so long. You know, I can be forgiven for sometimes misremembering that she's not an Indian anymore. So this guy Perez, he's another brain surgeon in the Democrat side. He's the one who said George Wallace was a Republican. Would that it were for your sake, Senor Perez. But anyway, Perez was asked about the fact that there are no people of color, POCs, among the Democrat candidates left. So listen to what he said, cut 16.
We've set a really remarkably inclusive and frankly low bar throughout the campaigns, John, and I'm proud of that. And as a result of that, we did have the most diverse field in American history, and I'm proud of that. And what we said every month was that the closer we got to Iowa, we would do what we've always done, which is raise the bar. And last month, we had 8 people who made the debate stage.
We set a really low bar to make sure we had candidates of color. And we're really proud of that really remarkably low bar that we set. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. George Wallace sends his regards to Chairman Perez. So one thing I read this morning, and I just from what little I saw, I couldn't believe it, that people were saying Joe Biden didn't do badly last night. I'm like, huh? Joe Biden didn't do bad. He didn't fall over. He didn't stick out his tongue, or he didn't ask, when the early bird special was going to start. But he was pathetic again. He was pathetic. Somebody did a supercut. Grabian did a supercut of Joe Biden stumbling through the entire debate. Here it is. Cut.
I think it's a mistake to pull out the small number of troops. The reason he made the strike was because our embassies were about to be bombed. I would meet with absent preconditions instead of poking our finger in the eye of all our friends by stealing our intellectual property, their corporate state system to our significant disadvantage of anyone running up here in this race. Reduce the cost of drug prices. It sets up, it allows all the drug companies, it allows you to Medicare to negotiate. It should be free universal infant care, but here's the deal. Over 500 miles a day, 250 miles a day, there's no choice but for Nancy Pelosi that I think about the American people. I headed up the Recovery Act, which put more money into moving away from fossil fuels to solar and wind energy. If the vast majority believe their children will never reach the stage that they read, they've reached an economic security.
Yikes.
I tuned in for like the second half of the debate and I saw half of those gaffes. And I thought to myself, boy, this is going to take me such a long time at work going through all of these. But lo and behold, the master, Howie Carr, sent me a nice supercut this morning, nice and tidy, all done for me. So you saved me a couple hours of work.
That's what I'm here for.
Thank you,
Taylor. I just, that's why I get up early in the morning, because I'm looking for those supercuts.
But there was a point, and I don't know if anybody else saw it, where he was giving this answer and he was just so struggling to find the words. And I think you could see the realization that he's losing it came over him. And he sounded exasperated by the end. It was like he was going to cry.
A mind is a terrible thing to lose. How about the, of all that stuff in there, there's probably 20 different screw-ups in there. How about the fact that he said that he had a 500-mile commute to Delaware from D.C.? Are you kidding me? 500 miles? Did he make that commute with the 720 million American women in the workplace?
See, Howie, when you're driving a 1927 Packard, it doesn't meet highway regulations, so you have to take the back roads.
500 miles. Whew. Okay. I made that trip so many times when I was in college, from North Carolina to Massachusetts. I love that, you get to D.C. and you go, God, it's 500 miles to Delaware. Oh, my God. And then it's another 6,000 miles to Massachusetts once you get to Delaware. And then here's another. Did you know that, you know, his boss, Obama, called ISIS, or they called it ISIL, the JVs. Remember that, the JVs? He didn't care about it. They said they were nothing. But last night, it turns out that Obama and Biden eliminated ISIS. Cut 11.
There's a difference between combat troops and leaving special forces in a position. I was part of the coalition that put together 68 countries to deal with stateless terror as well as failed states. Not us alone, 68 other countries. That's how we were able to defeat and end the caliphate for ISIS. They'll come back if we do not deal with them and we do not have someone who can bring together the rest of the world to go with us with small numbers of special forces we have to organize the effort to take them down.
They had to come up with a coalition to deal with failed states because they made Libya a failed state. And they stood by when Syria's civil war made that a failed state. They didn't do anything. But now he's taking credit for it. The reason ISIL or ISIS sprung up was because we withdrew all of our troops precipitously from Iraq. Right? And now his stupid and his administration's ridiculous, unstrategic mistakes produced ISIS. And now he's taking credit for what Trump did. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, I actually was calling about Elizabeth Warren, but listening to the Joe Biden cuts, I'm wondering whether on the side of the Polydent box, the directions say to allow the product to cure before you step out on the debate stage.
If only it were Polydent that it is this problem, Dennis. I mean, I think it's a lot more serious than dentures. You know, there's something going on there. He's not all there as Donald Trump has said.
Too much time spent with corn pop.
Yeah, exactly. He's still thinking about those straight razors and phonograph records and rumble seats and 23 Skidoo. Go ahead, Dennis.
Warren, it was like the Indian versus the pale faces last night. And I was thinking that her campaign would probably claim that it was Little Bighorn, but to me it seemed more like Wounded Knee. And next time another candidate puts her in a box, she should reclaim her Indian heritage and accuse them immediately of pandering to misogynists and white supremacists.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think that she can't be the woman of color like she was on the Harvard faculty. So now she's decided to use the, I'm an abused female defense. But again, it's like the old story, you know, the boy who cries wolf. Same thing goes for girls. A girl only gets to cry wolf so many times. And then, you know, everybody's rolling their eyes. You know, she has brought the two sides together. Nobody believes her on either side. Everybody's with Bernie. Thanks for the call, Dennis. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Good afternoon. Yeah, I believe Dennis had it spot on, and you did too as well. You know, the thing about it is now, who gives a crap about Elizabeth Warren anymore? She's going by the wayside on the track line, you know, the railroad line. The thing about it is, Howie, is I'll tell you what really concerns me, and I'm centering my focus on now. I'm focusing on the impeachment trial, Howie. And I'll tell you what, these people who have made them puff themselves up like Puff Daddy, king of the crap pile, like Adam Schiff, here they are back again. They're going to be the trial managers. That's like letting the fox guard the damn hen house, Howie. Really?
I know. Hey, you know, Peter, the thing is that whenever you get like a celebrity who's in like a tank town and you know, he gets in a jam, you know, he wants to bring in like some high-powered lawyer from Hollywood or New York to represent him. But, you know, you always, Ted Kennedy did this too at Chappaquiddick. You always bring in a country boy. you know, who knows the district courthouse and who knows the clerk and who knows the state police and everybody else, the Barney Fifes of the world, you know, that you bring in somebody like that. So Nancy Pelosi picks the two biggest jerks in the House. She doesn't get somebody who can like relate to anybody in the general public, let alone the Senate or just anybody. I mean, who can relate to Adam Schiff or Nadler or any of the other nitwits that they picked? I mean, they're just really all obnoxious people. But the thing is, as I look around, as I think about the Democrat caucus, the cloakroom, I mean, how many of those people are even likable, you know? Or how many, and you know, we live in Massachusetts and, you know, some of us here are from Wellesley. And I mean, but we might as well be living in flyover America compared to Nadler and Schiff, you know? I mean, they're just not very, very relatable. Who could deal with these people? Ugh. Yeah. All right. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
You know, I never knew I was going that fast because it seemed like I got from D.C. to Delaware in about like an hour. I guess I was going really, really fast in my 59 Chevy Impala. 844-500-4242. How about this one? Now, Elizabeth Warren was also confused. She's not real good on genealogy and DNA and her investment portfolios. Now it turns out she's not very good on basic math.
So she was going. This was during her retaliatory remark to Bernie Sanders, saying that the only people on the stage that have beaten a Republican incumbent in the past 30 years were the two women.
Yeah, cut three.
Well, just to set the record straight, I defeated an incumbent Republican running for Congress.
When?
1990. That's how I won, beat a Republican congressman. Number two, of course, I don't think there's any debate up here. What,
wasn't that 30 years ago?
I beat an incumbent Republican congressman.
And I said I was the only one who's beaten an incumbent Republican in 30 years.
Well, 30 years ago is 1990, as a matter of fact. But I don't know that that's the major issue of the day.
That's Elizabeth Warren for you. I mean, she can't tell, even when she's busted on a simple math question, she can't come up with the truth.
She ran out of beads to count with.
Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
I couldn't handle it anymore. 20 minutes into it, they said Trump. Every other word was Trump. I want to know how many times those people said the word Trump last night. Was just, we know you hate Trump. We get it.
I know. Well, that's why I give Bernie credit for basically blaming the story, trying to frame him for on Elizabeth Warren, blaming it on Trump, because he understands that's it's all about Trump. Trump, all they needed to do for debate prep, Dan, was just say, just always remember, if you ever can't think of something, just say Trump. So instead of saying 30 years, she should have said Trump. Trump mixed up my mind. I was using Trump math. That's how I got confused about how long ago it was since you beat the Republican congressman. Trump did it. 70 times they mentioned, who, Bernie or all of them?
All of them.
Oh, it had to just be one or two of them. They had to be more than 70.
But I think a lot of the times they referred to him as president. So I can just do a quick word search with Trump. 70 comes up.
70. Okay. Thanks for the call, Dan. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Howie, I just had to express myself. You know, the president is always one step ahead of these stiffs.
Yeah.
While they're making fools of themselves debating, where is he? He's out in Wisconsin giving one of his famous rallies.
I know.
Do you think that the average person is going to watch those stiffs versus an entertaining guy in the way in which
he was entertaining, too, when he was talking about stuff that we can all identify with, which is how they've screwed up things like dishwashers and showers. With the, you know, I just moved, and I have a new dryer that now it takes 3 hours to clean 2 dish towels in the dryer to save energy. I'm trying to teach my dog to just try to push the button on the dryer so it can go all day, so I can have a dry dish towel when I come home at night. I'm going to have to replace, before the mailroom manager comes back from Florida, I'm going to have to replace the dryer. And that's what he was talking about. And this is something everybody could agree with. And he was talking about the crappy light bulbs and the shower heads where no water comes out of them. Paul's absolutely right. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.